Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we talk about Splendor in the Grass,
Stranger Things Season 4,
and Julia Fox's low-rise jeans.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
What's up?
Oh, God, Charlie. No.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Welcome to Pop Straits.
Disgusting. I feel sick. Hate crime.
Yeah.
How are we?
Good.
Rocking
and it. More importantly, how are you, bitch?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Back from the trenches.
Back from the literal trenches. Someone posted something online being like, "This." I feel like I'm in like World War II France, and everybody like cancelled them being like, how dare you compare? And yes, obviously it's not, but the whole time I was like, I feel like I'm in a period drama, you know, like I feel like I'm in World War II. I went to Splendor in the Grass as a guest, as an employee, and it was.
So you enabled this whole thing.
Enabled it. So I missed my connecting flight to the Gold Coast, which was a nightmare at the time because I was like, oh, I want to be there for the first night. It'd be so fun. Only the comedy show is on. So like, when will this happen again? That's crazy. And then I got put up in a hotel in Sydney and that's when the drama really hit. I was voice memoing you guys from the airport just being like, this is fucking crazy. There were people, there was a bus full of comedians that left the airport. Now that the route from Gold Coast Airport to Byron Bay is 45 minutes on any other day. On that day, it took 7 hours for the comics to get from the airport to Byron Bay, and that was good. And that was after 7 hours in the car, they were like, we're going to get a vehicle out to you to take you through the back routes. I don't know, they got them through the woods or something like that. The show started and half the comics weren't there.
And this is the opposite of life affirming.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this and I'm like, I want to die.
Yeah. I had a bit of FOMO about not getting an invite for the comedy side of things to Splendor. And then this immediately
absolutely
sucked that all out. I was like, you know what? I'm quite good.
Yeah, I was like, oh, thank God they didn't think me worthy of this gig.
I had a friend who was like sending me every mud-related TikTok that she came across on her For You page. And I was like, yes, bitch, it sucks.
It also sucks when people do that and it's like, I was there.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to send me the TikToks because I could have made them.
You weren't there. You don't know. And like, it was bad. Like the mud was like, it was ganache. Like the level, it looked like concrete. It was so, when I walked into, because it was already muddy, like our, where we were camping was like a rice field. the tents were dry. The floor was not. Like the tents were genuinely dry.
Yeah.
And then I moved into on the first day, just after they'd announced that all the music acts had been cancelled. I moved into the grounds of where the Splendor is because our artist tent site is like across the road. Mm-hmm. And this guy came up to me, a stranger, bless this man, came up to me and said, pointed at the floor that looked like maybe a bit like wettish concrete. Like it looked like it was wet ground, but ground nonetheless. Mm-hmm. He looked at me, he pointed at that ground and he said, do not trust that. do not trust that.
Quicksand.
Yeah. We walked through it because there's no other way. You have to walk through it. And he was like, you've got gumboots on. That's great. And then he went. I never saw him again in my life. I walked across and I bought gumboots that were like knee high. It was an inch off the top.
Jesus.
An inch off the top. And I was in Savers trying to be a little enviro girl. I almost bought like a cute like mid-shin gummy. It's like, it's more flattering, but it is a little tight. Yeah. I saw people there barefoot. I saw people taping their Converses to their legs to stop the mud getting in. I heard a fellow comic, Scout Boxel, was in line for a coffee when they heard someone behind them being like, have you seen Jono's foot? I'm like, nah. What's wrong with Jono's foot? It's the size of a grapefruit. And his toes look like potato chips.
Oh my God.
From an infection.
From being barefoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
There's like, I was like, this is cooked. And we lived the lush life. Like, I will never pay for a festival like that ever again. Even just having access, like we weren't VIPs, although I did sneak into the VIP lounge.
Oh my God, how was it?
And got a photo with friend of the show, Chrishell.
Oh my God. This is why we needed to talk about it.
Yes. Okay. What did she look like? What did she smell
she
like?
She looked hot.
What did she wear? Was her hair done, nails done, everything?
I'm telling you right now, she was in gumboots like the rest of us.
Okay.
She was in gumboots like the rest of us.
Only
so
human.
So relatable.
Yeah.
Only so human. Relatable. Down to earth, salt of the earth.
Is she really like tiny, short?
Same height as me.
Okay.
I expected her head to be bigger, but it was regular size.
Oh my God, she does look like she has a Bratz doll head.
Yes, exactly.
A screw off.
Her hair was great. Her makeup was like subtle, but immaculate.
She had her, like in that photo you took where it was just you taking a selfie with Chrishell like standing behind it's like she had her own light.
Yes.
That was just radiating her face.
And no one that I was not in.
Yeah. Oh, we know. But Jesus Christ. I mean, I've been a definite Chrishell and G Flip is a PR relationship, like conspiracist.
Yeah.
Same.
But knowing that she was there in this like mud disaster, like Australia's fire festival basically, makes me think maybe it is real love.
And do you know what? They were staying in the Mantra. They were staying in the Mantra.
Oh, how human.
I know. One of us. Yeah, well, not us. We were tent people.
But. I mean, yeah. But like the Mantra is a place we could afford.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like what, 120 a night or some shit.
Yeah, totally. It was impressive. I like, because we had snagged these, with permission, snagged these passes. We were told we had 2 hours. And I was like, what's this lounge going to be? Like, and like a couple, like, because you still have to pay for drinks. I was like, it's just, we'll go there. We'll get a margarita, which you can't get the cocktails in other parts of Splendor. So I was like, oh, this will be fun. No lines, chill vibes. We walk in there. It's mounted ground. First of all, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They're serving oysters.
Oh,
there's like,
my God.
There's 1-800 Lasagna has a stand there. Like, it's lush. Someone was telling me that there was a doctor that if you paid $20 to, he gave you a B12 shot.
What?
Yeah.
I want a B12
shot. You could
shot.
Get facials and like get your hair and makeup done. There was like a stand there for you to do that. Like it was all.
I mean, you can get facials at any festival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if any like artists or musicians are like, really, it wasn't that bad. They're all British.
Yeah.
Know that is what they were living. They weren't in the tents.
There were a lot of like people from the UK being like, this is what these Australians, like that's what we do every day. It's like, I'm sorry that you live in a fucking like third world like
people
setup.
People were literally lining up for 6 hours and you couldn't sit down. That's the other thing. It's 5 a.m. in the morning. You've been lining up since 12. You can't sit because the ground is not ground.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
There's going to be some disease that like is like stemmed back to that.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Splendor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then new monkeypox.
Splendor in the ass.
Yes. Splendor in my ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went into the lounge and we were like, fuck, maybe we'll see Chrishell. Probably not. Like, let's not get crazy. And then the second we walked in there, I was with two other comedians, Alex Ward and Luca Muller. And Luca just goes, she's here, guys, she's here. And I was like, and we all looked at each other because, you know, you don't want to all stare at the same time, but the way that we fixated on each other, our pupils dilated immediately.
Yes. Yeah, and it wasn't the drugs this
time.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's worth it, that's enough. And then we're lining up for a drink. Who's ordering a drink at the same time? Chrishell Strauss.
What did she have?
I actually don't know. I want to say tequila because those LA girls always drink some she kind feels of tequila. Tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like because it's like a low-cal spirit, which is all bullshit. Yeah. Like I found out recently the calorie real. And alcohol's not that it matters, trigger warning calories fucking suck anyway, but it really doesn't mean anything. They made it up. Oh, so anyway, let that color your weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was Splendor. I controversially had a great time, but famously, I just love being a part of things.
Yeah.
As soon as things started to go down, I was like, man, the camaraderie that's going to come out of this, incredible. It's like the start of 2020, you know? Yeah. We were all like, oh, this is crazy.
It felt very special for us to have like a man on the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm speaking on behalf of everyone in Melbourne who couldn't go to Splendor on the Grass, everyone who doesn't have a European holiday booked. We needed this.
Yeah. We deserve this.
We deserve this. You know, like if somebody has their bags lost on their European vacation, am I sorry for them? A little bit. Am I also happy? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also I'm not sorry for them. And I take that back.
Also I'm sorry. And also same with Splendor, you know, like obviously I'm glad people had a good time and I'm sorry for the man with the infected foot. But you
sorry
know,
to this man.
Sorry, Jono.
We needed it. We needed it. We needed to be in a dry little house give us in something. Melbourne.
Yeah.
Depressed, but not.
Just put it during summer. What the fuck's with festivals just being in the middle of winter in the marsh field? It's
supposed to be the dry season.
Yeah, it like rains even more in summer.
Yeah, because of La Nina, because of climate change, it's not the same. But also there, I don't know if you guys, I didn't realize this until afterwards, but that site in particular is like home to some of the most like unique biodiversity and has 28 endangered species living in there.
One of them is human.
And the way, yeah, truly. And
where they hold Splendor.
Yeah. And we were like, this ground will never recover. And apparently, like, heaps, when they moved it, it used to be further inland, which is a lot safer in terms of rain and stuff like that. Mm. When they moved it to Byron and to this North Byron parklands, there were heaps of like First Nations communities and environmental communities were like, this site will never recover if you do it.
Oh my That's god, so this fucked. Makes it even more fucked.
Well, maybe I'm god. Like, maybe this is like what Canceled. We fucking get.
This is know? God. This yeah, is God yeah, coming in.
Karma.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you guys listened to Beyonce's new album?
Oh, I'm saving it, but Aurelia.
It's been on repeat all morning. It's given me life. I was going for a run this morning listening to it and I just had a really good time.
Oh my god.
And it's really camp and gay and like literally like there's one song that sounds like the MC at a drag.
Like ballroom
at
culture.
At the ballroom, you know. She, the lyric is literally 10s across the board.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds like a Drag Race verse or like it's just got that energy of like old like voguing vibes.
One of the lyrics as well is her face card never declines or something. And I'm like, oh my God, Instagram caption, save.
Yes. What I love about Beyonce, and I love this about like peeking behind the curtain with like musicians and how they do it as well. I love hearing stories like Dolly Parton writing I Will Always Love You and Jolene in one night and like other people like coming up with songs on the fly. Like Camp Cope wrote the opener in one go or something like that. Like there's all these amazing stories of that. But I also love like the fuckery and intricacy that comes into producing big songs. Like Billie Eilish, apparently like each like not even phrase, like each half of a word is a separate take. Like there's this video where she goes through
like
all the takes.
Syllables.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and that's too much. It's that's why she works with her fucking brother.
Yeah.
Nobody else could handle that shit. And we're just going to record. Yeah. That's probably his fucking idea.
Yeah.
Half a syllable at a time. Do you live at the studio? Yes, I guess it's at home.
Yes, truly.
Like, she must like charge by the syllable.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the same with like Beyonce's a mix where like she has like one take wonders as well because she's a genius. But also like Partition. I didn't realize Partition was like improvised like a lot of it.
What?
There's like a clip of her just like improvising some of like especially the opening parts of Partition. I was like, fuck yeah. And like she talks about how embarrassed she was because she was like being really like fucking vulnerable and horny in it.
Oh my god, so you can hear it. I was conceived to Partition and it came out after I was born.
I was listening to a podcast or a video, I can't remember, but about Hold Up, you know, Hold Up.
Oh my God.
You saw
it was
this
a TikTok.
Well? Yes, it was so a TikTok. Good. And it was like originally like a Vampire Weekend riff. And then it went through to like 40 other people. And then it eventually came out into Hold Up, then I love you, like I love you, slow down. And I love stories like that.
Me too. And I also think I used to be so obsessed with like dissecting what the song means. When I first started really listening to music as a teenager, I was like, I wonder what the inspiration behind this album was. And then I'd read the interviews and like watch the videos. And now I feel like I listen to music a lot less involved in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Like I don't often look up the process behind an album unless it's something I really, really, really love, like Beyonce.
Yeah. I feel like I'm such a narcissist when it comes to music. I'm just immediately like, how does this pertain to my experience? Like, every time. Even when it's like a very like vulnerable, like clearly about another celebrity kind of song. Oh, I'm like, God. No, this is about my relationship.
No, I really want to know everything. I'm like, oh, so you wrote this when you were heartbroken? Tell me more.
Yes.
Were you not eating all day? Because I need to know this.
This is the appeal of Olivia Rodriguez, you know? We love the story. We love the content.
Yeah. You know, yeah. The stuff and we need to know everything. And in a way, Taylor Swift as well.
Yes. Hey?
Like,
absolutely.
I don't even listen to her, but I swear I know stuff about songs where it's like, that was about my scarf he stole. And I'm like, I don't know who you dated. I don't know whose scarf it is. I've never listened to the song, but I know the story.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that recently was nominated or won the All Too Well thing that I think is about. The short film with Sadie Sink.
Jake
Gyllenhaal. But it got like 5 nominations.
I mean, it's a beautiful film.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't like the song. I don't hate the song. I think there's something about, and you know, we've talked about this before, Come For Me, but there's something about Taylor's vocals that don't sit right with me.
Mm. Yeah.
I think her songwriting is great, and I think obviously she's an incredible artist, as on a personal level. Not a vibe, but do you know?
I'm saying yes, as in I remember when we had this discussion. Okay. Not as in I agree, because I definitely don't agree.
Have we talked about Karlie Kloss?
Karlie Kloss.
Oh, I don't think we've discussed Gaylor. Do you know about Gaylor?
No, what's this?
Okay.
Oh, take it away, Aurelia.
Okay. And this is so weird because I know so much about this when I'm not even a Taylor stan.
Zach, why are we telling you this?
Oh, as in that Taylor's gay. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, but Karlie Kloss? Karlie Kloss is an American like supermodel who is married to one of the Kushner brothers, who's that problematic like Donald Trump aide.
Ivanka's
family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, and her initials are literally KKK. Aside from that.
Oh my God.
And her like saying something that was like dismantled on one of those Project Runway shows she was judging. Not going too much into Karlie Kloss.
Oh, I saw this. Right now. Not even at a dinner with the Kushners.
Oh my God. And she wouldn't take, and it was like, babe, we're just talking about your family.
Yeah.
And she like couldn't stand it. Anyways, that's Karlie Kloss.
Okay.
There was a time when her and Taylor Swift were BFFs. They were going on road trips together. They were just in each other's Instagrams all the time. Karlie was sleeping over at Taylor's house, which is like, okay, but also she definitely had her own place in New York City. And they even had a whole ass spread in Vogue, I believe, about their road trip. And they were just really gal pally,
yes.
I'm going to say. Then there were some lyrics that I can't remember that people were saying.
Were about her.
Something about a necklace.
Yeah, the necklaces.
Where
they
you
had,
like a
they
necklace.
They also used to wear matching scissor bracelets or something.
Yeah, which there's just so right. many little okay. details yeah. that were like.
Charlie's like, okay.
I'm telling you right now, that's gay. I have a matching necklace with my fiance.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you have matching jewelry, that's gay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to your boyfriends, husbands, whoever, because she's actually a homosexual. I rest my case. That is the details I remember. But yeah.
And there's all these lyrics that are supposed to be about her current boyfriend, George Orwell or whatever his name is.
George Orwell, 1984, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's real.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a PR relationship. That's 100%. That's why it's so low-key.
Yeah, well, they're like, so people are like, the timeline doesn't add up. Like, she's talking about like, London in like, oh, like meeting him in Brooklyn in like 2016, but that's not possible because she was in Brooklyn with Karlie Kloss. And like,
oh my God, you guys are like Nancy Drews with this shit. This is just a testament to my like narcissism with music. I've never even investigated any of these songs. I'm just like, it's a bop or it's not.
Yeah, fair.
I love it. Do you reckon Kanye will ever write a song about Julia Fox?
Oh my God.
I hope he does.
I pray. I hope she comes out with her own music at this point.
Well, like, she should, and it'll be like a Real Housewives song. Like,
yes.
Versace, Versace. Oh,
did you guys see the photo of Julia Fox at some awards ceremony?
Did I see her vagina?
I did not comprehend several things. How did the pants stay up? Who does her pubes?
Can we even call them pants at this point?
It was like, just like a centimeter away from her pussy popping out.
Yeah.
It felt like I was looking at a sim. It felt like when you take the Sims clothes off and there's like a sort of blur effect. Yeah. It felt like that was happening. And I was like, wait, that's just her body. I was like, this is so bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
It is so bizarre. And somebody, I posted it on my story and somebody was like, where's her belly button? And then I looked and I was like, I mean, it's kind of there, but that is one of the smallest belly buttons I've ever seen.
It's so small. You got to show it off.
It's like, it's a my tiny, belly button. Slim little yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's why. And just like I've never seen like a pubic bone so yeah. on display. It's a.
And looks so smooth too. Because yeah. I know if that was me, if I had my pussy waxed the same day, there would be regrowth by the time the event is at night.
Oh, my God. And a rash.
And absolutely. And it just looked smooth and, like, nice.
I can't believe
good for you, Julia. You got that.
Yeah.
She's, like, I've never seen someone, like, holding onto their relevancy in the same way that Julia Fox is. You know? Like she, everybody does it, but the way that she's doing it is incredible. You know, the eyeliner.
Josh Safdie's muse.
The pubic bone, Josh Safdie's muse. She's just doing it. Yeah. And I would go hang out with her. It'd be a nightmare though. God, she sounds like a shit hang.
It really got to that point where I forget what her origin to celebrity even was, if that makes sense. Like she's just become, she's so good at like just latching onto some new thing that I forget where she even originated.
Do you know she's got a kid?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not saying that as like a shame thing. It's just like of all the things, she also has a child.
That is so true. Wild. Like how does she have the time?
I don't know. Well, she's constantly hemming her.
I'm like, you're literally at events all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe
she's just stressed and the pants are falling down. Like maybe it wasn't a choice. Yeah. Just working mother.
But also I'm like, where's the money coming from? Like is she being paid to be at these? Like so many questions. I mean,
I'm happy for her. I actually hope that she reigns supreme, you know, that she, because she's kind of the anti-muse, you know, like how there were these like muse girls in the 70s.
Yes.
It's just like Julia Fox is there.
She's like the anti-Kim K in a way as well.
Yeah. Hey?
Because Kim is like trying to be relatable, like showing off that she is a good mother, like prioritizing family, blah, blah, blah. While for Julia, it's more like, I'm doing my thing. This is about me. Look at me. And look at how amazing my body looks right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've started watching Kardashians this week.
Oh, how are you going?
So I'm finally catching up. No, I really like it. It's good. I mean, I watched bits and pieces. I really like Kim. I mean, I've always enjoyed her, but she seems like more in herself lately than ever before. And by comparison, I really don't like Kourtney. She just shits me so much.
Kourtney's so funny that she gets a shit rap in that show because she's just like in love with Travis Scott, which is so lame. But like she's so funny in other seasons, like when they're like Kim's like crying and she goes, did you know that you're supposed to peel a banana this way? And it's just so, do you know the right way to peel a banana?
Oh my God.
And they're like, Kourtney. And like I love her for her how out of touch she is and how she loves it. And I also think that she's definitely like, they're all kind of like obviously riding the wave of Kim's success. I mean, Kylie is a completely different story now. She's barely in it, Kylie.
Yeah.
She's hardly in the show. But I love how Kourtney is like, yeah, I make money from this. Yeah. This is my life and I don't love working.
Yeah, she just seems like she wants to retire already.
Yeah, she has poosh.
Oh my gosh, fucking poosh.
Sounds like a slur.
It does.
Yeah.
It probably is, you know. I think we've already talked about Kylie and her like planes and stuff as well, but did you see like the other story about her and her jets? How she's like flew, like people released
her. She took a 3-minute. Oh, yeah. The location.
So apparently like all jets have to do that. obviously you shouldn't have a jet, full stop. But it's like, if we're going to come for Kylie, we got to come for all of them. Well, no one should have a private jet. They should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. And also it's just, and I was talking about this on my other podcast where I'm just ranting by myself because people are like starting to come for me all the fucking time. Oh. I'm getting nearly cancelled every day, guys. It's brutal out there. It's like I put up a thing about like using a dryer and they're like, using a dryer and an climate crisis? And I'm like, yes, I am, because it's Melbourne winter.
Get off my case. Like that's just crazy.
Like the things people are like, somebody sent me this DM today about being like, I posted a thing about looking for a bulk bill GP and they were like, the amount a GP gets or you get is the same. It's really important that we like support GPs. They're the backbone of our society. And I'm like, I know I'm not appreciating GPs, but like I'm looking after my own pocket
also,
here.
Also, that's a personal responsibility thing, which I totally disagree with. It's not our responsibility to support GPs.
Yeah.
It's a responsibility of the government to make sure that they have a fulfilling and well-paid job.
Absolutely. And I believe it is a well-paid job. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. But like, the GP's earning more than us.
I reckon they make a little bit more than me. But just people like coming for all these little things, it is magnifying all the stuff for me, because once you reach like a certain threshold of quote-unquote influencer, people hold you to this higher standard.
It is a bit ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous. And obviously they do that for celebrities too. I mean, I hold celebrities probably to a different standard than the everyday person. But me coming for like Kylie Jenner, she doesn't even look at her own comments. She doesn't open her DMs.
No.
Well, for me, it's like all right there in my inbox and I have to deal with it. And it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also it's like...
There are real
people have a dryer. Do you know? Like, it's not.
Yeah. I could be using green energy for all you know.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I personally don't even know what my energy provider uses, but if I did,
that could be.
It could be PowerShop. Not sponsored. Should be.
Well, PowerShop has also gone bad as well. It's so hard to live ethically in capitalism.
It absolutely
it's like,
is.
It's like, do you want me to stink?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Just say that you want me to stink.
And everybody has their things. You can't live a monk-ish life, you know? You can't. We exist in this world.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, like, obviously you have to stand up and fight and we can have our voices heard and be super annoying, which is the most important thing we can do. But I'm not going to freak out about a plastic straw. Plastic straws also are really great for people who are differently abled.
Absolutely.
Everybody's, like, cancelling these, like, bars and clubs for stocking plastic straws. It's like, yeah, bitch. Like it's not all about you.
Can't drink without a straw. Like, yeah. We need those bitches.
Yeah. As totally. I think that's so wild. Friendly reminder to all of us here at the table and any dear listeners living in Victoria, do that energy bill thing where you scope out a different energy company and you get $250 back from the government.
Oh, ooh. My God. That might just look cover my dryer bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now I can use the dryer every day.
Oh, my fucking God.
So funny. People are so, that GP comment has really stirred me, Aurelia. People are so precious about this stuff. I had a disagreement with my mum. I want to open it up to the table. Mm-hmm. Where I was talking about the COVID payments. And do you remember when if you had to isolate waiting for a test result, you got a one-off payment? And I was saying a lot of my friends who work casually are doing COVID tests once a month just to get that payment because it covers their bills and it's like more than a shift. And she was like, oh, I hate hearing about people taking advantage of the system like that and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, isn't it fucked that people who work casually get so poorly protected and paid by their work that they rely on a one-off $450 payment each month just to make rent? Like, just let them do it. They don't get sick leave. They don't get holiday pay. And also casual work is seasonal. Like, these busybodies get all up on people coming in and taking money from the government. It's like, what about all the like top five companies? What about fucking Harvey Norman?
Absolutely.
And all those cunts.
And like that money is going straight back into the economy.
Yes,
those people are like eating out, they're spending the little money they have on their rent or whatever they need to.
Absolutely.
Getting their $4.50 coffee. Actually it's $5.50 now, which is also cooked.
Oh. It's so full on. I love telling my mum that I'm like, my tax return is going straight into a tattoo.
Oh my God.
Like, this is what it's for. It's not to save. Yeah. Saving is bad for the economy.
What tattoo are you getting?
I want to get a Medusa tattoo, which I think would be cool.
That's
and then
sick.
Just something else, something else from someone's flash.
Yeah.
I have an idea for like my own tattoos, but I prefer flash. I'm too much of a Libra. I like seeing what other people have designed.
What's flash?
Like, so tattoo artists will have like the artwork that they've created. It's usually cheaper than a custom design, but it's just like, this is their reference board being like, here's all the stuff that I have that I can just do rather
amazing.
Than taking time to design something or something
like
that.
You know, this a million other people can get because the tattoo artist drew it up and they just repeat it while when they do something custom for you, they never do that exact one again.
Okay. Like my angel is flash.
Yeah.
And I would get flash for the rest of my life.
I'm definitely going to move towards flash as well.
Yeah.
Like with customs as well, sometimes it's, you're kind of working with them to make the tattoo, but then it still doesn't end up exactly like you imagined, but it's the closest it can get.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but also because I'm mentally ill, I'm like, I can't give feedback well. And like, even when you do and they change it and then it's like still not exactly what you wanted, but it's still like nice or whatever. But flash all the way.
I love it. Are you thinking of getting a tat, Charlie?
Oh, I really do want one. I haven't like sorted what it would be. But I guess like if what you're saying is true and like, you know, they've got
no trust.
And I doubt it entirely. But no, I like that idea of just like going with something that's already there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I absolutely love tattoos meaning nothing. I love tattoos that do mean something to people, but there's a trend on TikTok at the moment where people, there's like,
I saw you post this. It's a lemon or lime, is it?
It's a lime. But it could be an orange. It could be a lemon. it could be anything. Any citrus.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are posting their tattoos being like, because it was Gabby Hanna, friend of the show, talking about her like full, now she's going to go all the way down her body, like through down to her, like under her boob. And I'm like, fuck yeah, bitch. Wow. But she's talking about what they all mean.
Yeah.
And then people are just stitching them being like, this is a pineapple having a wank. It is. And it reminds me of my father.
It's always on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of an iconic moment we haven't discussed yet, the Doja Cat Noah Schnapp
cowboy
hat. Can we get into it?
Yeah. And when we also haven't discussed Stranger Things at all, which was fucking amazing this season. Yes.
Is there, there's something else coming, isn't there?
Yeah, there's one final season.
Yeah.
But it'll be 2024.
Yeah.
So we've got a long wait.
Wait, wasn't there something coming out recently too in July?
Oh, that was the second part.
The second part of season four.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
Oh, wow, you're going to get fucked up then.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's intense. It's good. It's amazing.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch that tonight.
I loved the way that they went with this season. Like
Me too.
The 80s, like, slasher vibes.
True Nightmare on Elm Street, like, horror.
You know that the guy who played Henry Creel
is Nightmare on Elm
Street. He was the original, like...
Freddy,
yes,
who,
that's
the
it.
Blonde twink.
No, the Victor Creel, who's in the prison
with the
asylum.
The
eyes. Okay, yeah.
There was just so many beautiful homages to it. And I know that, like, some people come for Stranger Things being like, it's just, the whole thing is just an homage. And I'm like, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Me too.
Life is hard.
I'm a nostalgia bitch. Give me shit I'm already familiar with.
Absolutely.
And also, I'm not, like, a horror person. I don't like supernatural shit. Like, it just scares me too much. But for some reason, this stuff, I think because it's like been such a like developed, like character building kind of show, I'm just obsessed with it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I think it's really well done. And
care about those kids.
The actors are just so top notch this season. Like, Sadie Sink was so good as Max this season.
They're all, and that's, I was saying this to a friend of mine. I was like, they all could have ended up being bad actors. You know how some child actors are really good when they're kids and then some, like, they lose their spark. they work too much as children and they're not that good anymore. They've all like maintained being fucking amazing.
Yes.
And like, It's just, I love Stranger Things as well because I, well, this doesn't really impact it, but I think it's so cute that like my mum is the same age as the younger kids and my dad is the same age as the older kids. Like we figured out they were born in the same years just because of what they talk about in the show. I was like, that's so cute.
Oh,
like,
that is so cute.
Like, being like, oh, my dad was like the same. Yeah. Yeah. Like Nancy's age.
Love a little age gap romance.
Yeah. There's also like a cool kind of like real world sort of layer to it because Winona Ryder came to fame, like eventually it will sync up where Winona Ryder was like a huge thing in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just very interesting that she's like playing this like adult figure and that, you know, she was the like cool it girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the 80s. And she's so amazing in this series.
Fuck, she's
it's
good.
Been such a revival for her.
Yeah.
I stan her and whatever she stole from whatever shop, like, I'm glad she did it.
I know.
Honestly, I want to kill these people who put her, like, out of acting.
Yes.
And, like, fucking shamed her and did all that shit to her. You're fucking evil. You're going to hell.
Yes.
You did Winona Ryder wrong, and I'm going to come for you.
And to think that this happened around the same time that, like, Harvey Weinstein was the fucking king of the Jesus. Oscars
of
and
course.
Stuff like that. And, so much other bullshit, and yet, like, Winona stole a couple luxury coats. Who among us?
They should have been gifted to her.
Yes.
Sorry. That should have been a brand deal.
Absolutely.
Now she's the face of the new Marc Jacobs campaign.
Love it.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That beautiful?
Was she stealing from Mark?
Yes.
Yeah. But then also it's like Marc Jacobs, get with the fucking times.
Yeah. Why'd you press charges, babe?
Why did you press charges? Why are your store employees such little pussies?
Yeah.
If you've ever worked in retail and somebody stolen something, I could not have given less of a shit.
Oh my God. At my unnamed retailer that I currently work. When people steal, I'm literally just like, good for you. Good
yes,
for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also they steal because they need that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them.
Yeah.
Remember the phrase, if you sell someone shoplifting. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. I love this season of Stranger Things. I love little gay Will.
Oh my God.
Which people were like saying, because I rewatched Stranger Things. I went back because I was just so obsessed, especially between the part one and part two.
And did you realize how queer coded he was from the start?
Yeah. From the get go, Joyce, when a writer is like talking about, like, people make fun of him, they call him queer.
And
Hopper's, Hopper's like, oh, is he queer? And she goes, he's missing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like,
He is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some gay shit.
It's also just so refreshing how, like, the Duffer Brothers have handled both Will and Robin, like, two queer characters in the show, because so often in a show of this, like, caliber, they'll just be, like, a shoehorned kind of queer character. But with Will, it's very clearly been there from the start, and it's also, like, not even like the most interesting element about Will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like
just a weird little kid.
Yeah. Who is possibly I think he's gonna be like the signature part of the final season. Like
the Duffer Brothers have already said that he's
sense. Yeah,
which is like
he's the lead.
It's all I've got chills. Sorry, I've got chills right now thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting how much I love this show.
And I feel like the whole like Vecna. Like Vecna is queer coded, I think, as well.
Yeah,
and
gay villain.
He's gay villain.
There's some kind of like
queer connection
between him and Will. And no, I think Will's gonna become like either possessed or like the anti Vecna, or Will has powers, or like there's a reason that Will went to the upside down and wasn't killed.
Yeah,
like everyone else. I don't know. There's something there.
Yeah,
but it's just so satisfying to me to have a queer character that is like front and center, well written, and like we're seeing him like come out, and this will be so powerful, you know, because it's like one of the most watched shows in the world.
Yeah.
For people that have been watching it for years who may not be on board with queer characters to kind of be like, oh, like, you know, if I like Will, if I like Robin, if I like these people.
Yeah. Then maybe I like the real life queers too.
Yeah, I think it's special.
And it's big in multiple countries as well, which is like the thing that like just circling back to gay lore, I was talking to a friend of mine who, friend of the show, Kat Finch, who filled
me messaging
in.
Me about this.
He's like all about fucking gay lore. I got it all from her and I love it. But she was, we were talking about, we were like, why, if Taylor Swift is gay, why doesn't she just come out? You know, like, yeah. why is that? Which is, you know, comes from a place of like living in fucking Melbourne, you know, literally.
Yeah,
like,
so true.
And she was like, well, she's going to lose, like, she won't be able to tour certain countries, that they will stop playing her music in certain places and stuff like that. And like,
yeah.
maybe it's more important that people hear her yeah. music than her come out or whatever.
I'm trying to think of any other like lesbian musicians that are like really big on a commercial scale and blank. Yeah. Although Kalani is going to be in the L Word.
Ooh. Oh my god, yeah. that's huge. I know. The L Word's still got renewed.
The generation, the new one. Yeah, blah, blah. Yeah. I like personally don't watch it too much, like because I'm like, if I see this level of lesbian drama on the screen, it might make its way into my life. And I can't. I cannot deal with that.
You can't invite L Word energy into your day to day. It's too much.
It's honestly like the most, like queer relationships, lesbian relationships can be so high. Like emotion and crazy already. And then like watching that, and my ex used to love it, and she'd be like, and then she did this and like cheated and blah, blah, blah. And like, you're already like having this mindset that bad shit is going to happen.
Yeah.
You're manifesting.
Yeah.
Just to circle back to
Doja.
And Noah Schnapp.
Oh, yes.
She was trying to manifest those DMs.
Okay.
Can you blame her?
I mean, yes, you can, because she's like literally like hitting up isn't he like Noah's like 17 or something?
He's still like a teen.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Joseph. I was like, no, I've looked him up. He's 29.
Joe Keery.
Joaquin? No.
He's Joe Keery is.
Chrissy, wake up.
Wait, okay, so she was trying to get with the Chrissy wake
Joseph
up.
Quinn. Yes. Joseph Quinn?
Okay, not my type.
I feel like I've fucked it now. Yeah. I feel like it's Joseph Quinn.
Yeah, I think that's right, but I'll find out. You
Whatever.
Guys keep
that
talking.
That guy from Stranger Things who plays Eddie.
Yes.
She was trying to get with Eddie.
But she messaged Noah Schnapp, who is a teenager. Like he might
Joseph
be
Quinn, yeah.
He might be 18, but... whatever it is.
But still, like, I don't feel like it's on him. And also, if that was me, I would have 100%. You already know me. That shit would have been on my story.
100%.
I'm with Noah here. Like, it would have been the same.
It's funny. And on top of that, I think, like, she's only, like, getting up in arms about it because she's in a relationship.
Yeah. It's like, well. That's what I heard.
Then you're being dodged.
Is she
dodged.
In a relationship? I did not
yes.
know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but she's in one of those low-key relationships where it's, like, mm-hmm. the opposite of PR, but.
That's
I mean,
so funny. Yeah,
but
bitch.
Like her coming on like TikTok or she was like on Insta stories or something like that being like, it's snake shit. She was like calling him a snake. It's
and
like
her hat, like the filters.
Yeah, the filters were so funny. I didn't even watch the whole thing. But then like people like parodying it
yes.
was
yes.
funnier than the actual thing.
It was so funny. And
she
what
was like,
made it?
Is he a weasel?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And like she lost so many followers.
Yeah.
Like 200K apparently.
To make it even funnier as well.
And he gained.
He never addressed it whatsoever. King behavior. And on top of that, he put up like some, which is like him doing like a maths TikTok.
Yeah.
He's the most like down to earth kid. You know, he literally works, he has like a summer job as like a surf lifesaver.
A lifeguard
or something like that.
I would drown. Yeah. He cannot hoist my body out of the ocean. Yeah. I've seen your arms, kid.
No, he's ripped now.
He's ripped?
Well, like comparatively to
probably
the
still weigh twice as much
tiny
as him.
Little. Dweeb that he was at the start, but
if I'm in the water, I went there to drown.
Yeah, and like his voice has like completely dropped, like between like season 3 and 4,
yeah.
and he's like, oh, that's a man now.
Yeah,
but
I think his parents like, also like hold off money from him. There's just been like brief interactions where I'm like, I think your mum is like my fucking mum. Like I could have been the star of Stranger Things, and I wouldn't have seen a dime. Not because she was
good.
Stealing from me, but because she was like, no, you gotta go to work.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I am working. And she'd be like, no, a real job.
Oh my God.
Well, he's got such a good attitude and like he just seems really like unfazed by the fame of it all. Like his TikToks are just to him talking about going to like planning to go to college and like study. And it was just him doing some maths thing where it was like, you just answer what little maths equations, but it was to a Doja
song. Oh, yeah.
And he was like losing it. Everyone's like, he could not give a shit. Like, it's he's just hint. Like adding fuel to this whole thing. And I love it.
It's like he doesn't need to say anything because it was like, I feel like it was a good lesson to be like, don't screenshot every conversation you have with people, like especially famous, like respect their privacy to a degree. Yeah. Doja did not have to come for him in that way for sure. But it's just, it's so funny. I saw a, you know how sometimes they do compilation videos of like Millie Bobby Brown and stuff, like, and her always be like, you may say
hey, I'm a dreamer.
Oh my God.
But she breaks into that song like 40 times across different clips.
Also, she's British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time she has an interview, I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
I need you to listen to this podcast called Fluently Forward.
Oh, I love this bitch.
Oh my God, this bitch. I don't remember her name right now, but Fluently Forward, I love your content. And she has a whole thing about just Stranger Things blind items, which is like things people are saying about cast members. And she has all these different episodes with different people. But apparently, like, Millie Bobby Brown's family situation doesn't sound as wholesome as like Noah Schnapp's one.
Yeah.
With the parents kind of like pushing her. Or also a thing of like the family moved to the States and like spend a whole lot of their life savings on like making her a star.
So stressful.
And like just the pressure that would put on that like literal teen girl.
Yeah.
Of like having to carry your family. It's insane.
I have those kind of feelings towards Millie Bobby Brown that I have towards like Lindsay Lohan, like kind of thing. Like back in the day where it's like, yeah, it's like this is a undeniable star, but it's like this level of fame and scrutiny, and you know, like even though you know some of it is funny about the whole like, oh, Millie Bobby like hates fags and is like
oh my God,
gonna run you down with her car, like I obviously laugh at it because it's funny, but like it is just insane.
I think I'm a flat earther. You may say
it's so funny because I laugh at that shit and then I'm like, oh my God, that poor girl.
I know. And she's so lovely and she's so sweet. Smart and she's an incredible actor. Like she carries that show. This Stranger Things would be nothing without like Eleven, you know, and Will. Like both of those kids are just top notch.
Oh
so
my God. Where was Will's like Golden Globe nomination for season two? That was some of the most incredible acting I've ever seen.
Were any of them, have they come out for this year? Noah, Sadie and Millie should all be nominated.
Yeah, absolutely. And that guy who, the pizza shop guy.
Oh, I fucking love him. That song has just been like on the past the ditches. Oh my God. And I also just got a new vaporizer for my medicinal cannabis prescription. A doctor literally has prescribed it to me and it says how much I should smoke every day and it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
How is medicinal weed? Is it?
I'm going to give you some later.
Oh, great. I have my prescription.
My prescription.
The Prime Minister gave me.
Yeah. I'll give you some by, like, you get a patient
Where do you
card.
Get it from? Where does it come from?
It comes in the post. No, <That's>, but
seriously,
it comes in the post. But I had a consultation with a doctor on the phone. It's really good. It's different to the other weed that I've smoked.
Yeah, sometimes you might find it on the street or something.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, is this a normal cigarette?
Exactly. It's really mellow, chill, reduces stress and anxiety. Actually, I can still do work and like not. My day job.
Yeah.
But like when I'm like, oh, I want to do some writing or do some.
It doesn't
admin.
Like zonk you out.
No, not at all.
How often?
Once a day. Yeah. Nice. And like, you know, throughout the evening.
Yeah.
And he also prescribed me CBD oil, which is without the high. So it just like makes you chill and relaxed and less anxious and stuff. And I feel like it works. I'm into it.
That's great.
It's honestly like such a blessing for so many people, like if you suffer from anxiety, but also like epilepsy, like CBD oil and stuff like that before you go to sleep. It's like the evidence of how much it can help is like out of control.
Yeah. And like even like period pain. So good.
Yeah. That's what I don't smoke that often, but. It's always on my period.
Oh my God. Every single time. I'm like, it comes and I'm like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Would they like allow medicinal use for something like that?
Or yeah, I would. If you're looking for a prescription, you can use anxiety, trouble sleeping, period pain.
Yeah, it's good shit. Someone at Splenda had a medicinal cannabis thing and it was great because I don't know if it's the same with you, but he had it in like a little like just a little medicine tub, opened it up and there were little nugs in there.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a pill box.
It's like,
you know. Okay, no, it's in like a regular like vitamin tub.
Oh, right.
Like, I would love to see.
Oh my God, it's in my pantry with like my protein shake bullshit. Yes.
Love that.
So fucking good.
So good.
No, I love that. And that's kind of new in Victoria, right?
Yeah, I think it all became legal like last year or something.
They should just legalize it full stop. Like, it's so
there would be
nice.
So much money to be made for the government that's always complaining about casuals taking sick leave.
Yes!
Legalize the shit, tax it, and you can cover every single person to get their COVID test and have time off when
and
they need it.
And if we were like the first state to do it, in Australia, it would bring so much tourism, especially to rural Victoria.
Absolutely. And I would be the face for Tourism Victoria.
Yes.
100% at the government if you're listening.
Yeah.
Time to pop and to flop.
Pop or flop.
No. I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay, I'll go and then you go. Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop? What have you got for me this week, my darlings?
I have a flop this week. I tried to start watching the new Queer as Folk.
Where can you even watch that?
It's on Stan.
Okay.
And I stopped maybe like 10 minutes into the first episode. So like this is a very like uninformed take, and I've heard some bad things about it, but it seems very like,
is it trying too hard?
It's trying very hard and trying to be very like cover all bases of every element of queer culture. God. And like
it's like Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, well, the original series was great because it was like fun to watch. Yeah. You know, we can also have a show that's progressive that is just enjoyable.
And I feel like sometimes with those shows, they're like, we'll do everything in the pilot.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, you can cover many aspects of queer culture and sprinkle it throughout the series. Like, it doesn't have to be like.
Like, just to put it in context, the series opens with this guy fucking this other guy in a jockstrap, and it's relevant to what goes on, but the top is black and the bottom is white, and the bottom is like moaning and he's like, yeah, fuck me. And he's like, you're so black and I'm so white, and like your ancestors like were so wronged. Fucking me is reparations for
no, fucking me is reparations.
Literally, he said, this is reparations on my whole. Let me apologize for my white ancestors. And then like he like lifts up the jockstrap and there's a BLM like fist on his ass. I was like, what is happening?
This is a microaggression. I'm sorry. You're being hate.
No.
It was just too much. And then like, obviously the guy like stops. He's like, I'm uncomfortable. And then he's like, wait, you're leaving? He's like, yeah, can you pay for me to stay in a hotel? And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, well, you're some fucking ally, you are. And it was just like, I don't know. It's like,
this is what Ben Shapiro thinks we do on our day to day.
Legit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, I couldn't quite tell. I was like, are they going for like outlandish comedy, or is it some kind of like, this is what millennial queers are doing. Like, this is a day in the life kind
it's
of
like
thing.
Fetishization is bad, but can you make it funny and like not?
Yeah.
Not that.
Fuck.
I think they should have gone either harder on it to make it very, very like absurd. You know, make it a sketch. But it just like tonally, I was like, wow, okay. This is like a real like ripping off the Band-Aid, just kicking into the show. And I was like, maybe this is not the vibe.
It's like Che Diaz, the series.
Oh my God.
I couldn't even watch that, but.
Have we discussed Che Diaz?
No, but I haven't watched it.
I don't want to.
Maybe that can be our next episode.
Yeah. We'll cover it.
The roast.
Yeah.
My pop is, and it sounds lazy, but I've been thinking about it all week, is actually bubble tea. I'm like, who did this? Who came up with this? It's like, you know, when you put Skittles in vodka for the first time and you're like, this is great. It doesn't really taste like Skittles, but that's fine. it's fun to do and to make it feel like you're doing something cool and edgy. I love it. I love the variety. My only flop is that I wish they had oat milk as an option. Sorry. There I said it. I just think that it's a perfect drink.
Yeah.
And I love bubble gay. Tea.
Yeah. It absolutely is.
I love how it's sealed.
Yes, I am.
Puncturing the thing.
We were talking about like eco shit and personal responsibility before, and I was actually talking about this the other night in the green room. People were talking about feeling guilty about like using single-use plastic, and I was like, the only time I actually seek it out is chat time. I'm like, give me that. I want the straw. I want everything. I don't want to see this bottle again.
That feeling puncturing the thing. Oh my God. It's legit erotic.
Yeah, beautiful. The earth cannot eat this and it won't.
Do you get pearls?
No, I get jelly. So my go-to order.
Okay, ASMR. Order
is a pomegranate green tea, no sugar, regular ice with grape jelly.
Nice. Mm. Mine is a large chocolate milk tea with pearls, regular sugar, less ice.
Okay, mine is a Thai milk tea, regular sugar, less ice, and just standard pearls.
Yum, yum.
Love the pearls.
Do you have a pop or flop this week?
I do. I actually come with a pop. It's a Netflix show about street food.
Yum.
In the States where I'm going. And there was just this amazing first episode all about street food in LA and like how it's these families that run it and food on the street is like better than restaurants and just like seeing kind of immigrant folk share their recipes that you would actually only find if you went to that particular country on vacation. You can't really get this food anywhere else in like a standard restaurant. It's all food trucks and shit. And
love that.
Obsessed.
Dude, the food What's in the called? US is great.
Street Food America?
I think it's called that. It's come up for me, be that you want.
Yeah.
It's just
hungry bitch.
It knows I love food shows. Also, in the same vein, the new Iron Chef on Netflix.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so Iron Chef again. I'm coming in here with like two Netflix pops, but it is what it is. Iron Chef.
Can you tell
well.
It's before lunch?
Hey, starving. Guys. Sorry, but it's time to be real.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious.
Oh my God.
Get in. Let's be real. Perfect. We did it.
Cute. Maybe we should all make a be real for our next episode and like report back on how it is going for us.
Look, I've already done one, but it's a pop for me. I just love it.
Yeah.
There's a contrast.
I love the whole vibe. Also, like, we won't get into like the full thing about it, but Insta needs to cut this fucking shit out about trying to be TikTok and making everything video focused and ad focused and all that kind of shit. I don't go to Insta because I want to watch videos. I want to just see what my friends are up to with images. God damn it.
A little pic. I love a little picky. I want to see the picky.
Yeah.
And you know what? It is so embarrassing because all of the picture content is doing less well now. So whenever I post a slide of pictures, it gets absolutely nothing. And I know like social media is like not a reflection of blah, blah, blah. And if you think about it, if 10 people like your photo, 10 people in a room is actually a lot. But fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm still depressed when like my stuff gets no traction because it doesn't get put on people's feeds.
It feels like we're all like the algorithm is now deprioritizing anything that is an image. And
do you know what this feels like? It feels like when they moved from silent movies to talkies. when they brought in the talkies and suddenly all these beautiful people are like, I have a hideous voice. Yeah. It's like singing
Gilbert
in the
Gottfried. Oh my God. He died recently.
I love Gilbert
Shame
Gottfried.
On you for mocking him.
I never mock him. My favorite bit that he does is talking about Joan Rivers' vagina at the Joan Rivers roast. And he goes on this whole tangent being like, how old is it? How dry is it? How many men died during its construction?
Oh, my God. Get a grip.
I love it. I love it.
You should be so honored to see Joan Rivers' pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, girl can dream. That's it for today.
Yeah. On that beautiful note, we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
1 If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.